Each November, we celebrate Thanksgiving in this country. But how did we get the annual holiday? The story of how and why it became our yearly event is one that played out over a couple of centuries. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Stephen O'Neill is curator at the Pilgrim Hall Museum in Plymouth, Massachusetts. He's often asked about the first Thanksgiving. All he has to go on is one paragraph published in a book in 1622.
Basically, it's Edward Winslow describing that the harvest had come in, they were celebrating for a couple of days, they practiced their arms, they had, you know, the big feast, and then Massasoit and 90 of his men came amongst them. They brought in 5 deer to share with the English. And that's basically it, and that's the origin of our national holiday.
Little is known about the celebration, but we do know a few of those who attended.
The only native we know for certain who was there, who was named, was Massasoit, the sachem of the Wampanoags. As for the English, we can identify who was there based on the genealogical record that Governor Bradford included in the back of his History of Plymouth Plantation.
While today's holiday is held every November, it wasn't so in the 1620s.
It seems like the first Thanksgiving, what we think of as the first Thanksgiving, was a unique event, and it doesn't seem to have been replicated or ever repeated. There were other days of Thanksgiving, which, you know, were set aside by a governor or a town council, which more or less would have been celebrated with a lengthy church service and then a much smaller dinner afterwards.
Just about everything is open in this town on Thanksgiving. After all, this is the place to which we trace the holiday. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.